What's up, y'all? Eddie Goins right here, man. It's a Wednesday. It's January the 8th, 2014. I'm still happy to be here, y'all. Still excited. It's a new year, man. A lot of things. But one thing that that kind of stood out today is R. Kelly's birthday. You know what I mean? I just wanted to take this time out, man, to show some love to one of the... I'm going to say this. A lot of people might not, some people might not agree, but seriously, when you think of a true king of R&B, you got to say R. Kelly. I mean, you have to, in every aspect of the word. I mean, we can go down hit records, okay? We can go to written songs. For other artists, and I'm not just talking about regular songs, I'm talking about hits, plenty of hits for other artists. Then you get into the production aspect, okay? How he's produced, he just not only wrote them, but he produced tons of hits for other artists. And I mean, yeah, I don't have to name the artists, you know. I mean, you know what it is. And I mean, I just got to say, man, anybody who came out, all right, in 1990, my first time seeing R. Kelly was in 1990 on Big Break. Remember that TV show hosted by Natalie Cole? That was my first time seeing him. So from 1990, it was R. Kelly and the MGMs then. They won Big Break. Then after that, here comes R. Kelly and Public Announcement. Then R. Kelly by himself on the 12 play. And then, you know the rest of the story. The R. Kelly album, you know, then the R album, and you know, so on and so on and so on. So, I mean, you know, all I can say, man, is, hey, musical genius. Big shouts to R. Kelly, man. Happy birthday, man. Keep doing what you're doing. I gotta say this now, real quick. I'm gonna say this. Now, I don't know about that Black Panties album, R. I'm gonna stop it on that one. You kind of lost me on that one. You know what I'm saying? You kind of lost the kid on that one. But hey, man, look, all the work you've put in, man. Hey, you're doing your thing. Happy birthday, man. All right? Eddie Goins, I'm out. Peace.